As the prince grew older, King Suddhodana's worry deepened. What shall we do if the prince renounces his royal title and leaves the castle to search for the truth? The king tried to turn the prince's attention away from the outside world with daily pleasures, such as dancing girls and delicious food. He also had the beautiful princess Yasodhara brought from a neighboring country to marry the prince. No matter how luxurious his life was, the prince felt empty and sad. Was I born to have such a luxurious life? Will being king bring me true happiness? The prince thought about this with a heavy heart. One day, the prince decided to take his horse and ride off with his servant. After passing through the eastern gate of the castle grounds, he came upon an old white-haired man who was bent over and walked with the aid of a cane. People passing by kept their distance, hoping not to be bothered by him. "Who is he?" asked the prince. "He is a person known as Old Man. He has lived for a long time, so his body has become weak."
"Is he the only old man?"
"No, all of us will certainly get old. No one can get away from this suffering." The prince could not help but to think deeply about this. On another day, he took his horse and rode off again, this time passing through the southern gate. There he found a man who was squatting down and suffering.
"What's wrong with him?" asked the prince.
"He is sick. His body is unhealthy, so he is suffering."
"Is this unusual?"
"No. As long as we are alive, we cannot get away from sickness." The prince thought about the burden of suffering which could not be escaped. He realized there was a world he had not yet known outside of the castle, so he decided to ride off once again. Going out through the western gate, he passed a procession of people hanging their heads and crying. "Why do those people look so sad?"
"Prince, we call this a funeral. These people are seeing a dead person off.
We cannot avoid having to part from our closest friends and loved ones."
"Do we have to die?"
"Yes. Whoever was born will definitely die."
"I see. My mother died only 7 days after she gave birth to me."
"Whoever has life definitely becomes old, gets sick, and dies. No one can avoid that suffering, can they?" After deep thoughts, the prince once again went out on a long ride on his horse. This time, he left from the northern gate and saw a simply dressed man walking with bare feet. The man was smiling and seemed to be very peaceful, walking with the Himalayan mountains far behind him.
"Who is that?" the prince asked.
"I have never seen such a divine person." "He is an ascetic. He has left his home and is practicing in caves and woods in search of ways to free himself from the suffering of aging, sickness, and death."
"Ah, I never knew there was such a wonderful and peaceful way to live. I wonder if I could live in such a way."
"Am I also going to get old, become sick, and die in this castle?" the prince said to himself. "Is there not a way for all people to live in happiness?" Day after day, he thought about this, and finally, one day, he decided that he would find a way to save people from suffering. Just as the prince made his decision, Princess Yasodhara gave birth to a baby boy. The baby's smile was beautiful and charming. However,
the prince's strong determination to end suffering did not waver. As his wife and son slept, he said to them, Yashodhara and my son Rahula, I want to save people from suffering and provide them with a life of peace and comfort. This is the path I must take. The prince then mounted his horse, Kantaka, and took off through the eastern gate into the darkness of midnight. The following morning, the castle was in an uproar as everyone looked for him. He was nowhere to be seen.